Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
We're here again.
It's time to do another 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay! I'm doing laundry. I'm folding laundry.
I know.
These are my husband's underwear. Anyone want to sniff?
No. They're clean, though.
Hopefully
right?
They're clean.
Show us.
Right, hold on. Yes, clean.
Nice. Very nice.
What's his brand that he goes to?
I'm not going to say because it's embarrassing.
Okay.
Oh, really?
It's embarrassing?
Joe Boxer?
You guys wear the same size?
No, we don't. No, and as a matter of fact, Alex wears his underwear until they're so stretched out they just fall off.
Oh, gosh, no.
Nice.
So you like that. I can appreciate that.
How often do you guys replenish your underwear?
Never. I do a huge underwear purchase once a year.
Really? Okay. Yes.
When I get a hole in the ball
huge underwear?
Area, that's when I get new ones.
When you get a hole in your underwear?
Yeah,
a
hole
in the ball area.
I get holes like below my balls, and then I throw them out.
Why?
I got to tell you, my Mack Weldon I've been wearing for several years, I don't throw them out. I add to them because they never get holes. They never wear out. I know that they're a partner of ours, and I know blah, 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 but they're great underwear.
I've got my Mack Weldon on right now.
Me too.
I'd like to know why Scotty's right below the ball area is where he gets the hole.
Because he's
like,
scratching there and digging.
Are you
there.
Scratching there?
No, I don't know. And they're boxer shorts too, so they shouldn't. They're low. So I don't know.
You bike riding?
Weird.
Sometimes
your balls are stressing
that left
the
one
fabric
bigger than the right, so maybe it rips through. I don't know.
Oh my god!
All right. Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you're watching. There's Froggy. There's Danielle. There's Gandhi. There's Garrett. What are you drinking, Garrett?
Orange soda.
I went out
to the store yesterday and go, I haven't had orange soda in the longest
time. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And there's Straight Nate, and there's Scary, and there's Scotty B. And, of course, Brody's in the den. And here I am. I'm folding laundry. You guys do this. I got to fold laundry.
Oh, come on. No, don't do that to us.
Can I ask Garrett a question really quickly about his orange soda?
Yeah.
Is that going to cause you trouble later in the day? Because I know that you are type 1 diabetic, correct?
Great question, Gandhi. No, okay. This is actually diet sunkissed. So
I'm good.
I can drink this all day.
Great. You'll perish from all the chemicals in that.
Oh, oh God. Scary.
Get off your high horse. Get off the pulpit.
You're on the fat loss. But once you're off of it, you're going to eat all the...
They say if you're going to drink a soft drink, you may as well just drink the drink and not the diet version of the
drink. They do, but...
Because it's worse.
They do say that, but he can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would pose a problem.
Yeah, he's a diabetic.
Yeah. So in the last minute, Gandhi questioned whether Garrett knows what he can drink or not, but in a caring way. And then Scary rolled in with, "You should probably kill yourself, Garrett, and have regular soda."
Yes. Don't diet split.
Hey, guys, do you remember when PajamaGram.com used to advertise with us?
Yeah.
They don't anymore, but I actually... got these Santa Claus pajamas for Alex. I'm folding those up today. It's like a soft pajama.
Is he still wearing them?
With the butt flap, Elvis?
Yeah. Is there an ass trap on that thing?
Oh, God.
Those are Dr. Denton's. Remember those?
Yeah. No, there's no ass trap on here. But the bottoms have this, that at the bottom. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Cute.
You guys want to talk about like vomiting and ball sweat and shit? I want to talk about pajamas. I really see a divide on the show. Every day you want to talk about vomiting and balls or taking a dump in someone's mouth. And I want to talk about daisies and puppies and things. It's like we have two different things.
Who took a dump in someone's mouth? Scotty, would you like to?
No, I draw the line.
Oh, my God.
This is why I don't want to
participate. You have no line, Scotty.
The thing that makes me sad is people love it. They love hearing you talk about all this crazy stuff that...
Not only do my parents chime in and they listen to this thing and watch it, they have their friends also on board as well. So now they're spreading it amongst their crowd. I'm like, what do you love about watching us all day? And my mom's like, I don't know. It's fascinating. It's a new medium for me.
Okay, I got a question based on that. Am I the only person in this Zoom room who is still scared of my parents? Everyone else seems like, my parents will listen to this, no problem. Well, yeah, you're scared of my parents.
Let me tell you, if my parents appeared today, I'd be scared because, they passed away. So maybe there's a little bit of a fright thing there.
Yeah. I always just wonder if I operate weirdly because I am obviously a full-grown adult and I still always think about, what are my mom and dad going to say? What are my mom and dad going to think? And I think I might need to get over that. So I wasn't sure if you guys felt the same.
Honestly, it says a lot about how you were raised.
Yeah.
And their systems in the house and what their belief systems were. And plus, being of Indian descent, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well. Respect for parents is something very unique to you and your co-Indians, right?
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Talk about it.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where I always just worry about, one of the big things in the Indian community, my parents do not do this, but a lot of Indians are like, what's everyone else going to say? And I know what everyone else is saying, which is terrible stuff. So I'm like, I don't want my parents to be exposed to people saying bad things about me or hearing something that they think, you shouldn't say that. So this job is very strange sometimes.
Yeah, about to say that may be very challenging if you're on the radio saying whatever comes to your mind.
Exactly.
Are you afraid of your mom, Danielle?
I'm not afraid of her, but I definitely think of what she would think because, I always, my mom, she's very straight and narrow and a lot of things she, when she watches a sex scene on television, she covers her eyes and stuff. So there's a lot of things that I go, my mom would not be happy about that,
Years ago, and Scary will fess up on this one because he was here, and Brody. Years ago, when we would say things on the air, and you would steer away from them, Danielle, because you were afraid of what your parents and your husband would say.
That's true.
No.
You would say, I can't talk about that because...
They've got used to it now.
You're always so guarded, and that's a major change.
Now that I'm like, just turn it off.
In your journey.
Yeah. Because they know.
I was just talking about Mack Weldon, and all of a sudden, I got an ad from Bonobos on my phone.
Of course. Of course you did.
Listening in. Stop listening to me.
That's the social dilemma at work.
Wait, yes, this happened to me yesterday. I wanted to look up aquamarine rings because that's my birthstone, and I was interested in something. And a whole buttload of them came up this morning, and I'm like, This is not. Wow. This is so crazy.
So you guys got me to watch that on Netflix, and everybody should watch The Social Dilemma. But there's this one sequence where they keep going back to where these three guys have control of the sun, and they're like, huh, he's been off his phone. Hit him with this ad. Now do this and press this button. And it's obviously, you know, a dramatization or whatever you want to call it. But it. This is what's going on. This is how they're pulling the strings.
They know what does it.
Nothing but a puppet, a shill for them.
Right, and when you respond to one, they know that that's what you respond to, so then you get more and more of those things.
Yep. I think Elvis's phone heard him talking about Mack Weldon, and they're like, hit him with the Bonobos ad.
No, of course.
Clearly,
absolutely.
So right before Christmas, we bought my sister's boyfriend this artisan like drink maker thing, and I didn't know what it was. So I asked Allie, "Goes, what's that?" And she described it. I happened to go to the store like 10 minutes later, and before I get into the store, there is the push notification ad of the same thing I just described to Allie, as if it was like, "Okay, you should buy this when you enter the store."
Right. You know what's so funny about that, Garrett, is we always go, oh my God, and talk about it. Why are we surprised anymore?
Yeah, like,
oh, right. Oh, yeah, they were listening to me because it happens to us. It's still kind of freaky, I think.
But the simple way of turning it all off, but we can't because of Instagram and Facebook and all that, is just turn off your microphone. That's the key, essentially.
You also have to be careful. Like I've noticed too, like the worst thing you can do, and they explain this in the movie, is click on an ad that, you know, like Instagram, all of a sudden an ad shows up and you like that item. If you click on that ad, you are never going to stop getting things of that show up in your timeline because now it's gotten you. So now I've gotten to the point where if I see something that I like, it's not quite as bad. You can go use DuckDuckGo, which is like the search engine that doesn't track everything you do. I'll go look at it over there so that I don't get inundated with like ads of it later on, because maybe I just want to look at it once and then I don't want to see it again.
Brody, you're so quiet. What's going on?
I was just thinking about, like you guys were saying, about you hide this from your parents or you're afraid of your parents. And I was thinking, I am exactly the way I am, 100% because of my mother. So no matter what we talk about, she'd be like, oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud. He's talking about hookers. did I ever tell you guys, I know I told some of you, the story about when the dean called my mother because I was, we had a substitute teacher. And I was making jokes and writing fake names on the attendance list and making everybody laugh. And the substitute teacher got upset, sent me to the dean's office. And the dean called my mom. And he says, Ms. Brody, I have your son here in my office. And so she got nervous. You know, is he okay? She says, nope. He was in class and he was being extremely humorous and disrupting everybody. And all I heard him say was, no, that's a bad thing. I understand you're proud of your son, but he was not doing what he's supposed to. I'm sure he gets it from you, ma'am. Yes. And so she took it as a compliment that I was being funny and disrupting the class, and he got more upset that she wasn't upset.
That's so cool, though, that your mom thinks that way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, don't mess with Mama Brody. Don't talk bad about her son. She will come down on you.
Aww. Yeah, she's ripped Scary apart a couple of times.
Like
on
a piano falling out of the sky.
Are you serious?
Brody told her, tattled on me. You ratted me out about what I said about you. You told her that, and then he got her on the phone to bitch me out about and scold me about, don't you dare talk about my son like that.
Well, what she said was, if you criticize him, you're criticizing me, so don't you dare criticize
me. You know the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's such a sweet telling thing about your mom. I love that.
I know, but Brody had to go to his mom to rat out Scary. I mean, what are we, 10?
Mommy.
I'm going to tell my mommy.
it wasn't like that, but if that's I don't tell her, she gets angry.
That's like a click above, my daddy can beat up your daddy.
No, it was like that, guys. Don't let him bulldoze you. It was about
Scary. Scary. He could have had a simple conversation with his mom, and then, you know, it turned into that.
It was all orange
juice. Maybe he did mommy. We don't.
Well, he put his mom on the podcast, and she took my side also.
Right.
I can't win.
Oh, my gosh. Your whole mom didn't even take your side.
I had a coworker's mom have a conversation with me because she didn't like that I said he had a dark heart. So she told me, is there just a different way for you to phrase it on the air so that you don't say he has a dark heart because he has a heart issue? I was like, you told your mom on me? You weirdo. Okay.
God. Can I admit something to you guys?
Yeah.
So the other day, Nate was talking about how when he goes to have sex with his fiance Heather, he has to tie his hair up so it won't fall on her face. Didn't you find that kind of hot? Wasn't that like a hot conversation?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Not this hair, Elvis.
So is that what it looks like? Right. Oh, look, you had it back.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Put the camera right under your face where you look down on it. Oh, so we'll have the Heather perspective. Okay.
Oh,
okay. No. The camera has to go flat, looking at the roof of the ceiling. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, he can't all right, look all right, the computer
okay.
Now.
That's what she said.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Now he's on. Okay. Look. I'm like,
oh God. So, honey, can you put your hair up?
She's getting a hair in her mouth from the wrong place.
Justin Timberlake, circa 19.
Sideshow Bob is having sex.
Wait, hold on. You don't do that, do you? Like, flailing your head around?
Jerky at times, but I mean.
Jerky.
No wonder you had a stroke when you were having sex.
What position you're doing, the hair can now do this. And...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, show us on the monitor where the mirror is.
Look at that.
What are you doing now? What is that?
Look at that hair.
But what are you doing? What's.
Well,
what
no,
position
I mean,
would that be?
Depending on when you're, you know, repositioning, it can get in the way, you know.
I don't know. There's, you know, my favorite thing is when they have a necklace on it. It starts dragging in your eye. You're like, stop. You don't want a crucifix in your eye when you're having sex. I'll take
Does
it.
Does Alex wear the big horn?
The Maloika, whatever that thing is called?
Maloika, whatever.
The bullhorn thing.
Yeah, it's so weird to have a crucifix like dragging across your face when you're, you know.
Or hitting you in the balls. Right. Yeah, that's a little weird for sure.
As you do the most ungodly things. Oh, I know.
Back to balls, everybody.
You die for your sins.
Can you put that around your back, please? Is hit me in the balls.
All right. Oh, God. Now, see, I'm being a part of the problem. This is the kind of show I don't like to have. This is so dirty.
Well, this is fine.
Yesterday I was doing dishes while my 15-year-old was watching the podcast, and he's cracking up laughing, and I just turn, and every time I just go, boy, you must be so proud. And he goes, actually, Mom. He goes, actually, I am. Like, okay, good.
What hookers are, Danielle?
Hey,
I don't know. You know what? I guess he figured that out. I mean, he may not know it has the name hooker.
He does.
Do they
know
what hookers are? But do they call it hookers? Don't they call
them?
No.
Hookers is very... Hookers is
universal.
Old. We don't use hookers or hoes anymore.
Trust me, Danielle. They're on Pornhub.
You're not your 15-year-old son.
Shut up. What?
Speaking of Danielle's 15-year-old son, I wanted to get everyone's opinion. My 17-year-old daughter thinks it would be a good idea if all the kids on the morning show did a podcast.
Oh, jeez.
At least the ones that are old enough. Like an Elvis Duran Jr. podcast.
Why not?
So I said, what would you guys talk about? And they say, pop culture and whatever else is going on in their world. So your son's old enough.
Yeah.
You know, Caden's old enough. Yeah. Scotty's kids, not really, but they'd be fun. So I promised I would bring it up.
What's the age limit on this? Because I haven't, that other one's, how old is he? He's 11.
Minimum, you mean?
Yeah.
The 11, well, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not the 11-year-old.
You don't want your 11-year-old hearing the shit that's going to roll out of my kid's mouth. Trust me.
That was always the problem that was the problem with teen clubs. They didn't want the 12, 13-year-olds hanging out with the 17-year-olds.
And they didn't want you there
place.
Either because you were
20. Yeah, why were you there, Scary?
Why are you there? Yeah.
You leave it to Scary to know about the problem with teen clubs.
You were the guy
Scary.
In the corner.
I used it back in the
Scary's
day.
The only guy who gets fake ID that makes him look younger.
Back in the day, I used to hold up teen nights on the Z100.
Hold on. And now, Scary, with the problems of a teen club.
No.
Hey, little lady.
I hosted
Can
a teen
I buy
night.
You a juice box?
Shut up. No. Don't let that guy. But
I got some gummies for you.
I'm sitting there. I'm talking to the club
can
owner.
I get a
he
ride
goes,
home with your
he goes,
mom?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do this anymore. He goes, because a 13-year-old really and the 17-year-old, we don't want them in the same room. And I agreed. I said, that's a real problem.
Scary's the guy in the corner selling the fun dip. Yeah.
Scary at the bar. Hey, little lady, want to talk about Wizards of Waverly Place?
Lollipops, children, lollipops.
Lollipop for a lollipop.
I went to school with your parents.
The same case could be made for middle school and high school. You don't want an eighth grader or ninth grader and with an eighth grader. Sometimes
no one's disagreeing with you.
Scary fucking hates us right now.
Hey, guys, Scary, we agree with you. It's just coming from you. I mean, your idea of a date with a girl is she gets slimed. You know what I'm saying?
Green slime. Green slime.
Look, Look, I've got chest hair. None of your friends have chest hair.
It's just an observation.
Sherry, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you hate us right now? Like 1 being not at all and 10 being I fucking despise you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how old was she?
almost 10, bro.
Scary, call your mom. Have her yell at Brody.
Yeah, right? She'll yell at me instead.
That's right. Brody's right. You should have kids.
Has been the 16-minute morning show, which is older than Scary's dates at the teen club.
And what have we accomplished today? Abso-fucking-lutely nothing.
No. Hey, Elvis, Scary's mom told him to have kids. He just took it the wrong way.
Yeah. With that said, toodles.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.